Good morning, my beautiful friend. Hello. This is some very quiet music behind me, but it's from Kronos Quartet, Pieces of Africa. When I was cleaning out some things out of the garage, I found some cassettes, and this was one of them, and I was reminded how much I used to really love Kronos Quartet. Hopefully you can hear it in the background, but now I'll turn it down anyway so I can say a little hello to you. I've got a bit of a lost voice today, so I think I'm going to keep this fairly short. So I know my voice is a little scratchy, probably not the most soothing to listen to, but I just wanted to share something quickly with you. And it's been really super helpful practice for me this past week. It's something that I discovered. Well, here, I'll tell you. So I love photographs and I have gazillions of them. I mean, literally hundreds of thousands of photos. Thank you to the digital world. And I love them. I also have a lot of printed photos. I love looking at photos and remembering beautiful times of my life and the beautiful people that are in my life. And I've also been noticing over the last week that sometimes when I look at photographs of people who have passed away, or maybe friends who are no longer in my life, or eras that are long past, chapters that are closed, I was noticing that along with the love and the joy, there was also a almost like a sadness. Yeah, I mean, a sense of grief, a sense of loss, a little bit of a plummeting feeling. And I was thinking to myself, it's not that I don't want to have grief or I don't want to have sadness in my life. That's not what I'm going to say here. But what I really wanted to do was to find a way to work with that so that the feelings were and would be predominantly love and gratitude for having had these people, having had these experiences, having had these times, as a way of like making that the stronger feeling. And I looked around on the internet to see if this was something. And, you know, I found this beautiful practice. It wasn't really attributed to anyone, but I want to share it with you and see if maybe there's some place in your life that this helps. And it doesn't only have to be when looking at photographs, but it might be, let's say you're remembering something special that you used to do with someone who's no longer here, or maybe you're visiting some place that you used to always go to with somebody who's no longer in your life, and it makes you sad. I just want to offer this as a companion. Again, not to replace. There's nothing wrong with being sad. There's nothing wrong with grieving people, of course, right? That's part of being human. And at the same time, I also think we can practice things that help us to maybe balance out some of those harder feelings, some of the grief feelings. We can balance them out by focusing on love. And I'll share this with you, and then I'll probably keep this short because, again, I can feel my voice starting to drift away even more. So I'm going to use photographs as an example, but you can practice this anytime. And I'm going to also practice this. I've noticed it with photographs, but I'm going to start to practice this also if I'm out doing things and feeling like, oh, I used to do this with so-and-so, and now, you know, I miss them, as a way to bring in a greater expansion inside myself of love. So the first thing that to do in this practice is really to acknowledge the truth of the moment. You know, so, you know, you can place your hand on your heart. I like to do that because it feels, I think it is actually scientifically backed that when we put our hand on our hearts, it's activating the vagus nerve and that calms the system. And it also, I think it's also a way of saying, I'm here with you. So a hand on the heart and say, this moment was real. this love was real. And then, you know, add something that is missing about that, which is nothing about this love was wasted. This moment lives inside me now. I am the continuation of this love. And then you can reframe by saying, instead of, and I really, really love this part, instead of saying, you know, this is lost, or I lost this, or I'm sad this is lost, we can say, this is what I was given. And I've been practicing this one piece, and I can tell you it's so powerful. Like just reframing something from this was lost to this is what I was given has been like, it really, instead of it feeling closed and shut and small, it feels expansive. Like, oh, this was a gift. I was given this. The universe gave me this person, that moment, that experience, that memory, that joy. And it's such a beautiful thing. So I really, really love that. And maybe that's, you know, if that's the only step to remember, I think that's a beautiful one. Instead of this is what I've lost, this is what I was given. And then, you know, again, you can, if you feel comfortable with a hand on the heart, you know, just to say, thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for that chapter. Thank you for that love that shaped me. Thank you for that moment I experienced. Thank you for that joy. And then you can also say, I'm living it still, which again, to me, is a beautiful way to bring it into the present moment and to make the present moment, instead of about loss, the present moment becomes about what we have, you know? And I think often people talk about this in grief. I was just participating in Anderson Cooper's All There Is. He does a live show, and I was listening in live and participating in some of the commenting. And one of the big comments that seems to come up continually around actual death, that kind of loss, is people saying the love still lives on. And, you know, as long as I'm keeping this person in my memory, as long as I'm telling stories, as long as that person's spirit is alive in me, that love lives on and it's present tense. And so I think that this last step, you know, to say, you know, this love lives in me now. So that's the final step of this practice. And it's a short practice, obviously. But I think I've been practicing it and seeing some really great results as far as being able to, yes, acknowledge the loss, acknowledge the grief. You know, we can even say, you know, gosh, I'm sad. I miss so-and-so. I miss this person. I miss that era of my life. Sometimes it might even be with someone who's still alive, but maybe like with a child. Let's say we're looking back at photos of our children and we're, you know, we no longer have those babies in our life, but maybe we have a 25-year-old wonderful son, but we might still miss that, you know, but we could say, you know, those memories live on. This love lives on. And if it's about someone who's passed away, it's the same thing. We could say, this is what I was given. I'm so grateful for this memory. I'm so grateful to have had this person in my life. I'm so grateful out of the 8 billion people in the world that this person got to be my relative or this person got to be my friend. And it's, last line, this love lives in me now, which again is anchoring everything to the present moment. We're not only swimming around in what we've lost, we're still living in that love. So I think I'm going to close out there because again, I feel like my voice is not very strong today. I think I've got a little bit of a bug from my son who was sick. Here's a little bit more of Kronos Quartet. And I wish you a beautiful moment. I wish you a beautiful moment right now. I wish you in this moment that maybe you too could say, this love lives in me now. And think about some love that had felt, oops, my goodness, that's dramatic. Had felt like it was lost, but that you realize it's right here in your heart. It's right here in your heart. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for our wonderful conversations every single week. I love you. I send you hugs. Thank you. Bye, friend.